Hello, I'm Brandon House, and welcome to the Worldview Weekend Hour. Tonight is Religious Trojan Horse Exposed, Part 3. Now, in Part 1 and Part 2, we looked at the various components of this Religious Trojan Horse that include, but are not limited to, counterfeit apostles and prophets, counterfeit spiritual warfare, counterfeit signs and wonders, counterfeit spiritual revival, and Christian mysticism goes mainstream. Tonight, we'll look at Christian shamanism and the law of attraction, and we'll try to get to a few other of the components as well, but we're going to start with Christian shamanism and the law of attraction. What is Christian shamanism? What do I mean by that? Well, it's really not Christian. You can't Christianize something that's part of the occult. Shamanism really falls into this attitude or this characteristic or this philosophy or this belief that your words have power to create. Your words have the power to create. That's really shamanism. It's part of the occult. It has come into the church, unfortunately, today, really as what is called positive confession or name it and claim it or the law of attraction. Your words have the power to create. One of the people that promotes this is none other than Joel Osteen. Let me play a clip for you of Joel Osteen at his church speaking on the power of I am. Let me roll that clip for you. Joel Osteen speaking on the power of I am. And let me show you how this is really nothing more than shamanism or occultism, paganism, New Age spirituality. Here's Joel Osteen.
I want to talk to you today about the power of I am. What follows these two simple words will determine what kind of life you live. I am blessed, I am strong, I am healthy, or I am slow, I am unattractive, I am a terrible mother. The I ams that are coming out of your mouth will bring either success or failure. And all through the day, the power of I am is at work. We make a mistake, I am so clumsy. We look in the mirror, I am so old. We see somebody very talented, I am so average. We get caught in traffic, I am so unlucky. Many times we use the power of I am against us. We don't realize how it's affecting our future. Now the good news is, you get to choose what follows the I am. When you go through the day saying, I am blessed, blessings come looking for you. I am talented. Talent comes looking for you. You may not feel up to par, but when you say, I am healthy, health starts heading your way. When you get up in the morning, don't focus on all your flaws. Look in the mirror and dare to say, I am beautiful. I am young. I am vibrant. I am confident. I am secure. Some of you, if you would just change the I am, you would go to a new level. Words have creative power. With your words, you can bless your future or you can curse your future.
All right, hold right there. Words have creative power. That is this shamanism or word of faith or positive confession. Your words have the power to create. Who do you know that has the power to create? God and God alone. He spoke the world into being, right? This is nothing more than people really, quite frankly, taking on the idea of I am or I am God. See, I am is a title for God. I'll explain that to you in just a minute. But I wanted to make sure you heard what Joel Osteen just said. Our words have the power to create. Here's the rest of what Joel Osteen said.
It would do us all good to make a list of a dozen or two of these I ams and read over them all through the day. Get them down in your spirit. Meditate on them. They may not all be true right now, but you have to call the things that are not as if they already were. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am free. I am talented. I am young. I am beautiful. I am attractive. Remember, what follows the I am is going to come looking for you.
All right, here's the problem. I am is a title that is reserved for God alone. We see this in Exodus chapter 3 and in John chapter 8. I am is a title for God. We're not to be using it, the power of I am to create. Yet this is what is taught within the New Age movement. And now that New Age movement teaching has come into the church. And it's come into the church as really word of faith, law of attraction, or positive confession. We also find that Oprah Winfrey has taught this. There was a book known as The Secret and a DVD that Oprah promoted. The Secret was a book and it was a DVD. It was a New Age book and New Age DVD that taught the same thing. The power of I am, or the power of the law of attraction. The words you say will attract either positive or negative things in your life. Now that, of course, is in the church through, as I said, word of faith, positive confession, name it and claim it. It's also being taught by people like Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck has taught this power of I am on his radio show. He has taught this on his TV show. I want you to hear this video clip of Glenn Beck teaching this power of I am at a commencement address at Liberty University. Yes, you heard me right. At Liberty University, the university founded by Jerry Falwell. I spoke at Liberty University many years ago. I doubt they would ever have me speak again today. I'm not sure I'd ever want to speak with the compromise I see going on at Liberty University. But it's hard to believe that a school started by Jerry Falwell, and I knew Jerry Falwell. I didn't agree with everything he did, but I knew Jerry. But a school started by Jerry Falwell, it seems to have fallen so far that they have Glenn Beck, a New Age Mormon at their school, to give the commencement address, and he gets up there and starts spouting what I believe is nothing more than New Age paganism, the power of I am, and at the end of his speech, he receives a thunderous standing ovation. What I'm trying to show you is that this occultism or shamanism or law of attraction or name it and claim it or positive confession is not only within the occultic realm of the New Age, but it is also now within, quote, the church, and is being brought in by people like Joel Osteen and others as this religious Trojan horse. And here's Glenn Beck speaking at Liberty University.
I am that I am is the most powerful phrase in any language, as it is the name of God, and never take it in vain. Use it to create who you want to be. I am blank.
All right, let me show you another clip of Glenn Beck teaching the I am right out of Exodus. He actually knows he's talking about a title for God, and yet here he is saying, I am, it's a title for God, never use it in vain. Use it to create what you want to be. I am blank. He knows what he's saying. This is nothing more than blasphemy, I believe, folks. Here's Glenn Beck teaching this on his television program.
Go back to Moses and the burning bush. Moses is standing there, the bush is burning, and Bush says, go to Pharaoh. And he's like, me? I'm slow in speech. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're not missing a gene, are you?
He says to God, who shall I say sent me? And the answer was, I am that I am. I am that I am. First time I read that when I was a kid, I thought that's a horrible Dr. Seuss line. Check the Bible. I am. It is always capitalized. That is the name of God. I am. I want this segment to haunt you this week. I want you to answer that. I am what? Fill in the blank. I am. The name of God. Now let me ask you something. Isn't there a commandment? Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God's name in vain. It's not God. It's I am. This is the choice. You can't do it. You can do it. Why do I say you can do it? Because you can say, I am worthy. I am strong. I am smart. I am loving. I'm charitable. I'm able. I'm creative. I'm peaceful. These are the things I am. But what does society teach us? I am not worthy, strong, smart, loving, charitable, able, creative, peaceful. That's your choice. I am or I am not. This is the secret. They're teaching you, if this is the name of God, if I am is the name of God, whose name is that?
Folks, this is nothing more than what Joel Osteen was just teaching. And here is Glenn Beck, a New Age Mormon, teaching the same thing, the power of I am. This is what Oprah Winfrey teaches. Glenn Beck is a New Age Mormon. He has said in his book, Seven Wonders That'll Change Your Life, God's been within us since before we were born. No one goes to hell. There is no lake of fire. Quotes the Gnostic Gospels, Gandhi, Buddha. You expect that of a New Age Mormon, right? But that idea has come into the church now and has been in the church actually for many, many, many years through positive confession. Name it and claim it. Law of attraction. It's in the New Age, and the New Age is coming into the church as the word of faith, law of attraction, name it and claim it. Here's another clip of Glenn Beck in the same TV show talking about the power of I am.
This is the secret. They're teaching you, if this is the name of God, if I am is the name of God, whose name is that? Because it's the exact opposite.
Folks, you know what he just said there? Listen to what he just said. This is the secret. Listen to this again.
This is the secret.
In fact, that indeed is what the book is called. The Secret, the book that Oprah's promoted, this New Age book. I talk about it in great detail. I give you these transcripts of these comments in the book Religious Trojan Horse, but that's what the book and DVD is called. The Secret. And this is the secret to life. This is the secret to success. The power of your words to create. Here's Glenn Beck once again.
America will only continue to be the greatest country in the world if we all resolve that I am. If we resolve and remember and believe, I am.
All right, the power of I am. He said, this is the secret, America. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and thank you for watching the Worldview Weekend Hour. One reason we started WVWTV.com was because we have found a disturbing trend, and that is many within Christian media are censoring those of us who are politically incorrect. In other words, it has become politically incorrect within much of evangelicalism today to point out such biblical facts as Mormons are not Christians. The Jesus of the Church of Rome is not the Jesus of the Bible. If you're offering up Jesus in a wafer or in the juice through transubstantiation, as the Church of Rome does, the Catholic Church, that's not the Jesus of the Bible. We know that the Jesus of Mormonism is not the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus of the Word of Faith is not the Jesus of the Bible. They actually teach that Jesus came to earth as a man, not as God, and then became divine. That is not what the Bible teaches. That is not the Jesus of the Bible. If you redefine Jesus, you redefine the gospel. And we have increasingly been told by broadcast outlets, Christian magazines, they won't take our program or they won't take our advertising because of the things we have declared. In fact, not too long ago, I heard in a sermon, Dr. John MacArthur said they have to be very careful what they put into his program, Grace to You, or Christian radio networks will pull his program. Do you know that Walter Martin, back in the early 80s, spoke at the ordination service for a friend of mine? And in that ordination service, which I have a copy of the audio, Dr. Walter Martin said back in, I think it was 1982, 83, he said that Christian media would increasingly become known for censoring Christians. He said he can go onto secular outlets and speak biblical truth quicker than he can onto Christian media outlets. Do you know we find that to be true? I get interviewed on secular talk stations about biblical things that most Christian radio stations would never interview me about or allow me to talk about. So we have found it necessary to start WVWTV.com, where we can broadcast our weekly television show through our computer system, through Roku, iPhone, iPad, Android. It's making it available to anyone all throughout the world. We also have a radio page. It's worldviewradio.com, where we carry a lot of Bible teaching at worldviewradio.com. In other words, we're finding it increasingly necessary to be our own broadcast outlet because much of evangelical broadcasting, I believe, is not interested in biblical truth. They're interested in political correctness. If you appreciate the fact that we bring you programming through our worldviewradio.com and through WVWTV.com like we do, we need you to partner with us through the Worldview Weekend Foundation. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, you can do that right now at worldviewweekendfoundation.com. That's worldviewweekendfoundation.com. Or you can just simply click the donate button on the page right now. Thank you for helping us get out the truth, even if much of quote, Christian media outlets today don't want it told. Thank you for helping us get out the truth. Now, again, I've told you that this is a DVD and a book called The Secret. But before I get into that a little bit more, I want to define for you shamanism. In the book Religious Trojan Horse, I quote David Hunt from his 1985 best-selling book, The Seduction of Christianity. Listen to what Dave Hunt warns about in 1985, talking about shamanism. Quote, shamanism promises power to heal and transform through contact with a parallel universe of the spirit, from which this mysterious energy is allegedly drawn. That contact is said to be made in our minds. The thoughts we think and the words we speak become the vehicles of spiritual power. Those who accept this concept become victims of the great delusion that displaces God with self. In seeking power for self, they have become susceptible to the power of Satan. Nevertheless, even as the irrefutable evidence mounts, documenting its destructive and evil power, shamanism's popularity and general acceptance is exploding in the secular world and in, quote, Christianized, in quote, forms, is gaining increasing acceptance within the church, end quote. Dave Hunt goes on to describe how this shamanism, law of attraction, word of faith, name it and claim it, is what really is the word of faith movement today. In 1985, David Hunt writes, quote, the mental images that one is able to picture or visualize are no longer looked upon as mere figments of the mind, but as reality created by the mind that can even impact the physical world. The intimate relationship between thinking, speaking, and seeing, and the power thereby produced, has formed the basis of occult theory for thousands of years. The metaphysical philosophy underlining positive thinking and possibility thinking, as well as major aspects of the positive confession movement, which is what we'd call the word of faith today, is founded upon the alleged power inherent within thoughts and words. Now that's Dave Hunt. I'm quoting him in my book, Religious Trojan Horse, and he was warning about that back in 1985.